Hello?
Hey Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Sorry I haven't been able to get a hold of you or get on the phone when you call lately.
Oh, no worries. I know you're a busy man.
Fucking A. Even when I'm sitting there, I'm busy.
What's been going on? You're staying busy? People are buying some diamonds or what?
Well, yeah, trying to sell them anyway. However, I actually got a question for you. I'm heading to the store right now, here in just a couple minutes, to meet a client. And he's, you know, it hasn't been done yet, but it's, you know, we've already planned on today, so. And I've already talked to him this morning. The question is, the last 1.01 carat round brilliant diamond I bought from you, what did I pay for it? I think it's an IGL cert.
That was $280.
No. A natural.
Oh, natural. Okay.
Sorry.
And it was a round diamond, Nick?
Yeah. It's been years.
What was the quality?
SI1 H or G color, H color, I think.
Okay, was it HSI2 AGS? AGS cert, American Gemstone?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, back in 2014 I have record of that. Yeah, it was
$4,300. Really? All right. Well, then I got a good deal. I'm selling it for a good deal. Let me talk to Mom about getting another one. What's the same thing today?
The same thing today. Just, I'll tell you what, they're really affordable right now. I can get you a GIA HSI2 for like $2,500.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an SI2.
Yeah.
What's the chance of getting a better color? Like you said, an H. What's a D color going for? E color. SI2.
I've got a really nice one carat that's an F like Frank, SI1 GIA, XXX for $29.75.
No, I want a better color than that. Less quality on the, you know me, man. Less quality on the clarity, better color.
Okay, let me see.
Come here, give me a hug. Give me a hug. Bye bye. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, here we go. I've got a 1 carat D like David SI2 GIA excellent cut for $25.25.
And that's a GIA?
GIA, yeah. You want to take a look at it?
Fucking A. And it's a 1 carat SI2 D color.
D like David, yeah. Yep.
Fuck, let's do it, bro. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, we're shipping free for Saturday, so I'll have it to you for tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to buy it for stock. Because what I sold this one for, I even gave them a band to go with it, you know. So we did good on it.
Nice. Yeah. These.
Yeah.
Right now, rounds. You know, natural diamonds in the 1 carat range are stupid cheap.
Really? That's cool. And what you say is the cert on it?
This is GIA. GIA.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Owie. Careful, baby. I'm almost, you know what? I think I am going to tell the guy to wait. You said it's going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll have it to you for tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fucking hey, Tom. I'm going to, yeah. All right, buddy. I'm going to head to work and do some brain work. And then I'm going to, come here. Attaboy. Got to kiss the babies, survive.
Kiss the babies. Kiss the babies before work.
Fuck, dude. I tried wearing pants this week. It's,
what? What are you, nuts?
I'm wearing shorts, dude. It's just fucking, they're just, I don't know, maybe they're just gotten too small for my ass, but they're just uncomfortable as fuck. And once I get in the store, they suck even more.
But you keep your store pretty cool, don't you?
Well, sometimes I get a little chill, but not very much.
Mm-hmm.
But nice to talk to you, dude.
Glad to hear you're doing well. Everything's rocking at the store.
SI2 D color, right?
SI2D, yeah.
GIA.
GIA. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I might end up keeping this stone that we already have, that we got in 2013, to kick this guy a better deal. Is it? Why are they down so much?
Yeah, good question. I mean, just over the past few years now, you know, there's been just reductions in price on natural diamonds. So right now, I mean, the inception of the lab grown, I think, has definitely played a role. So that's part of it.
So, that's what I was wondering, if the lab is having something to do with that, bringing the prices down.
Yeah, but remember, I mean, let's say natural diamonds do continue to drop in price, which I don't see it happening. You still get a full lifetime trade with our diamonds, and you get what you paid for the diamond. So
right.
You know, you're locked in for $2,500. I mean, if it
well,
doesn't sell,
what I was thinking, you know, what did we pay for that 1 carat that I was going to sell to Dude?
That was
more money than you're asking for this. SI2.
Right.
How much, do you have a...
That one was...
I mean, I got the cert and everything at the store, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be productive while going to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was $4,300.
I'll pay $4,300 for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why I got it priced so fucking high.
Well, I say if he's committed to that diamond, just let him have that one, you know, and then you could sell this D color quickly, you know, with the price that it is.
No, I want to do this guy well.
Okay, all right.
This guy's got money, and, you know, I'll talk to him about it, and...
Hell, maybe he'll want a bigger diamond.
I'll keep the one I got that's of lower quality. I mean, I'll talk to him. But send the D color SI2, and yeah,
okay.
Get him
yep.
a better deal for the same price. And I'm basically at this point giving him the engagement band, the outer ring, or half of one of the outer rings. or the outer ring. It goes halfway around. I'll send you a picture of it so it's not so confusing. But I don't even bother trying to set these myself because they're like $500 for a half carat total weight in man-made stones. And the gold and the setting. I can't compete against that. But I can sure make a dollar off of it, right?
Yeah, right.
So, the guy that I'm meeting at the store here in a little bit, like an hour, half hour, I'm not sure even what time it is, like 20 to 11, my time here. But I want to treat this fucking guy really good. You know, just not cut my price down, but get him a better stone, keep the one I got, and, you know, if I can sell this one for he's buying it for $9,000, the one I have.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, you get a DSI-2. Geez, you're going to be making some good money on it then.
Yeah, it's an H color, man. And it'd only be a few $100 more. I'll just say, hey, look, this new stone I got tomorrow morning is it's a better quality stone, and for the same amount of money, basically, the only thing is you don't get the outer stone. Or the outer ring. If you want that, that's another grand. This stone that you have, I don't need to explain shit to you. You know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, whatever makes sense for you, right? That's what you got to do, and you treat him right. I'm sure he'll spread the word, and you'll be getting plenty more business.
I just think that stone, I think the stone that I got at the store, you know, it's okay, but it's an H color, and it's AGI, or I think it's not even GIA. So if it might be considered clarity, an SI-1, which I could give a fuck about, because you can't see the garbage in it at an SI-2, you know, very easily. And you said that SI-2 decolor it faces up really well, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
Okay, yeah. That's a GIA, so they always undervalue their stone as far as when they grade it.
Right.
By at least 1 degree.
Yeah, they're going to be more strict for sure.
Yeah, way better than AGI.
Yeah.
Anyway, how you doing, man? The girl's doing okay? Nobody's got the sniffles yet?
No, it comes and goes, I guess. They're just germ-infested kids, right?
Huge.
But no, everybody's healthy for the most part.
They got to be in what do you say? They got to be exposed to these germs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's the only way to build immunity. You know, let them roll around in the fucking mud and the dog doo-doo.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's
what we do.
It's not raccoon shit or squirrel shit.
Right.
Okay? Those carry some pretty deadly fucking killing diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You got raccoons there at your place?
Oh, yeah. I don't see them all that much around.
Not in your, backyard.
Not in my backyard, no. But yes, they're around.
So what is the Muslim shit like where you're at?
I don't think it's really big here in Rochester, the community. I mean, I'm sure
in
there
Rochester.
Are some, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some, not that I see on a regular basis.
Really? They're all in the big city.
Probably.
Once they take over the city, the main city, you know, we're like Seattle, Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, Dearborn. That's like 95%. That whole city's been taken over.
That's what I'm saying. They got one guy I seen interviews, got 17 wives, 87 children, and they're all on public assistance. All on public housing. They cover one whole fucking block in a neighborhood.
That's insane.
And this is what our politicians have done. That Omar.
Yeah,
she's in Michigan. Huh?
She's in Minnesota, I think.
Yeah, there's Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you got Michigan and Minnesota. Those are right next to each other, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like divided by a lake.
Yep.
I found out we got a mosque here in Moses Lake. Right across the street from a junior high. But I've met some youngsters were in the store last week, 2 weeks ago, to have me fix a couple of real quick things. And I heard them speaking, and I recognized it. And I says, "Are you speaking Hebrew?" And they're like, yeah, as you know. And I'm like, well, I study stuff, you know, ancient and Hebrews. It's the next to Sanskrit. It's the oldest language in the world,
mm-hmm.
You know, and Sanskrit is not a spoken language.
Right.
It's a fucking hash marks. Man, they got this fucking town all screwed up again. They got some big fucking parade going on again tonight. And they got fucking crosswalk. I mean, the streets are shut. The Third Avenue is shut down. At least they didn't block the fucking alley again. Because I'll just drive through that shit.
Do they do fucking anything block. With, like, do the businesses do anything for...
I don't know. Maybe they stay open, but the last time we stayed open for 15 minutes, we had like 20, 30 people come in with their brats, and these kids, you know, haven't washed their fucking hands since they ate chicken dinner.
And then they're putting their hands all over your showcases.
I got a mile of fucking glass in the front, you know, in the store. And, man, and then tracking in shit is pretty funny. And Crystal gets a little bit irritated. I mean, it's... Hold on, man. Trying to squeeze between each fucking... new cars with garbage cans. There we go. So your backyard is completely fenced, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird. You know, I'll take a picture of it sometime and send it to you. I have, like, part of my backyard is fenced. However the lady did it, like, I still own, like, well, the property of mine, there's grass along the outside of the fence, but it's a wooden fence that covers most of my property, yes. And then I back up to a street that's kind of like a little bit of a busier street, not like a highway by any means, but just a busier street.
I'm just wondering if the girls can go through it, whatever you got.
Oh, no. They stay in the fenced area. They don't, I mean, I'm sure in a year or two they'll figure out how to open the fence, but, you know, in a year or two they'll also know not to go too far beyond the, you know, the trees in my backyard because there's a busy road there.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to shit on your branch.
Made it to work.
Yeah. So you're ready to roll for the day. All right.
Yeah. My cousin Sal's telling me about New York and Staten Island, what a shit show it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's crowded where he is.
Yeah, right behind you.
I've never been to Staten Island.
Yeah, he told me he was running down the street with his fucking Rambo knife.
Jeez.
In his underwear because his car alarm went off.
Because his car alarm went off?
Yeah. People had been going through his car and, he was dead sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Did he catch the person that broke in? Or
No
idea.
Nobody broke in. They fiddled with something. Yeah.
I gotcha.
So let me ask you this. Do you think the Muslim issue is actually an issue, or is it? Because, I get loads of shit on my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Do I think? I can only speak from what I see in my, in my area. I mean, not an issue here. I'm sure it is in others. I mean, just knowing from experience of, just history and what you've taught me too. I mean, just the way those people live is not, not what we're how we live in Western society. So.
No. And some of the stuff I saw yesterday, I wanted to send it to you via Brianne, but I didn't want her to see it, and I don't want her to hear it. I didn't want to cause her harm in any way, even if it's just fear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, I'm sure she sees it enough there.
Well, I think they're much more prevalent in Canada than they are here.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, from what I'm up there. Well, actually, it's hard to say. It's a lot of East Indians too, so it's Muslims / East Indians.
Hindu.
And right, yeah. Well, I don't even know if they're Hindus. I mean, yes, some, but I don't know if that's the predominant religion. And I guess it would be if they were Indian. I don't know. The bottom line is, you know what, when people come over to our countries, you acclimate yourself with our lifestyles. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because
if you don't like it, go back.
That's
how
it would be if we went anywhere else.
Yeah. If you're going to bitch about it and be a fucking shithole about it, I mean, look at Martin Luther King and what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't necessarily create. Now, other people took what he said and turned it into a militant kind of group, with the Black Panthers and shit. But shit, I wasn't even aware enough then. Anyway. I'll let you go, man. I got a pile of shit to deal with in front of me. And send that round out for me, please.
Yeah, for sure, Nick. We'll have it tomorrow. If you need anything else today, I'm here.
At the very least, I will I'll be getting it for the store.
Okay. Yeah, let me know how it all shakes out with your customer.
All right.
All right,
have a good day.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace, buddy.
Later.